Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in for another episode on Trash TV. I'm your host, Tot.
I'm Rachel.
And today is our first episode for Lovers and Liars. Woohoo! Also known as like F
Known.
Girl Island.
Yeah, formerly known. I feel like up until editing was known as F Girl Island.
It was so crazy. They just kept saying F Girl Island. I was like, okay, they're going with it, but
Yeah.
definitely it was like a last minute type of deal that we had to change it up there, I guess.
It makes a little bit more sense why they were being so obvious about how weird the name was in the promos. So maybe so that it would be like a little bit less jarring when you get in and they're like literally saying F girl all the
Oh my God. Yeah, it was crazy.
time.
We'll totally get more into it. So today, really quick business. So we have our Instagram, Trash TV Pod. We have Twitter at Trash TV Reacts. We are doing our Lovers and Liars recaps, but we are also going to be doing the Circle recaps as well, which is going to be on Netflix, and that starts next week, which is pretty exciting. It's my first season watching it. Rachel's second season watching.
Yeah, I think I watched season one and two. I definitely watched the first one and then I watched some other one in between there and it kind of fell off. But I really like it. I think I fell off because I was like, I don't know. I thought it was going to get repetitive, but I thought that going into the second season that I watched and it was still really interesting because like the characters are really interesting. So I think it'll be good. I'm excited.
Yeah, and they're gonna have an AI bot this time around too, which is gonna be really cool. So it's like more competition based and everything as well. So very excited.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's the main gist of things right now. We do have some crazy dumpster diving to get into.
Oh my gosh.
We're going dumpster diving.
Should we get into it?
Yes, I'm depressed. Let's do it.
Okay, so we are recording. Is it Saturday?
Yeah.
We're recording Saturday, Friday morning, bright and early. I'll make up this picture for you guys. Imagine a little Tot waking up from her beauty sleep, stretching, and it's like beautiful morning. I was getting up for my workout. I go in the car with Johnny. We're heading over to the gym. I get to the gym. I start stretching. I go through my usual scroll in the morning. And what do I see? The first thing I see as I open the Instagram app on our Trash TV pod is no, not even Trash TV. I saw it on my regular Instagram too. First thing I see right away, Gary and Teresa are announcing their divorce.
Love isn't real.
I mean, okay. So first things first, what are your thoughts? Did you expect a period?
No, I didn't. And I don't know if I'm dumb because, like, all these people now are saying, oh, I saw it coming, blah, blah, blah. First of all, I'm like, bullshit. Like, as far as I was reading the comments, I feel like everyone was like, wow, like, this is.
100%.
Like no one was saying this and maybe they just didn't want to, but I also feel like no one saw this coming and now they're backtracking because I just felt like they're, I mean, all the normal reasons, like they different live in different places, blah, blah, blah. If it were a younger couple, of course I would expect them not to stay together, but I really just thought because they were older, like why would they go through all this drama and aren't they looking for someone? And like I don't
They got
know.
married.
And they just got married so quickly. Yeah, I was shocked and also like sad because I just want Golden Bachelor to be like this pure form of the show, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think I was shocked. Like, honestly, I was like, ding. And also, like, I mean, they got married, and that was like a big deal. Like, weren't they were also the ones, unless, but they were also the ones rushing the whole marriage thing in the first place. Like, why did y'all have to get married so quick then in the first place, for this to happen and to go down and you guys end up, I mean, of course, I don't think anybody expects to, like, get divorced or whatever the case is, to be fair. However, it's like I mean, the main reason why they got divorced was because they couldn't figure out where to live because they each wanted to spend time with their kids. And like they didn't want to move away from their kids and they couldn't figure that out. However, it's like, I'm pretty sure y'all talked about this. And so in their Good Morning America interview, they did say that they did talk about it and they were supposed to move to the coast. So I'm assuming that's Gary moving to the coast and technically going over to where Teresa's at. And she kind of was like, yeah, the plan was supposed to be that, but looking at houses and everything, it didn't really, we couldn't find one that we really liked, and just, you know, we just couldn't compensate on that. So I'm like, okay, that's annoying. I would be so pissed off if I were Teresa and he's like basically backing out of a deal and saying like, no, I actually don't want to move out of my lake house. Like, just keep the fucking lake house as like a vacation rental, make it an Airbnb or something like that. And go ahead and like live over on the coast and then go very often to go visit the kids. I'm just like so confused. And also they're like, oh, we still love each other and da da da. But I'm like, at the same time, if you like loved each other, then like why the heck is this even happening in the first place? It doesn't make any sense.
Wait, why do they need a house? Doesn't she have a house over there? Like, can't he just move in with her?
Yeah, you're right. She does have the house. And then they were also saying, so a lot of people were also saying like she still works as well, and she in The Bachelor, she was saying that she would retire and stuff like that for like the right person or whatever, and stop working and move in or whatever the case is. So I don't know. There's like a lot of different things floating around, which is so crazy.
What about Italy? They were supposed to go to Italy. Did they get some kind of honeymoon? I can't remember.
I think they had the honeymoon in Italy or something like that. Yeah, because it was
Wow.
like one of their gifts or whatever. But I don't think they ever went to Italy either. So who's gonna get the Italy trip?
Yeah. So now I'm like, do I believe anything? Like, what if, I mean, did they even really get married? Like,
I
did
know. Is this like a
What?
fake divorce to a fake marriage?
Yeah. Or like, did like in the overnights, like maybe like he felt like him and Leslie had like a real relationship, and Teresa was like, hey, like if you don't want to go through with this, like I'll do it with you and then we can get divorced. Like, was this all like the plan? Like, and so that
Yeah,
he,
but that's a crazy plan too. That's so crazy.
yeah. I mean, I'm sure they got a lot of money for the televised wedding, but
That's true. What if they're just like, we're just doing this all just for shits and giggles? We
yeah,
put on like the show of the lifetime.
they're like, let's get the most out of it. Like, it didn't work out, but I don't know, I just don't know what to believe anymore. It's
They were
sad.
literally just at the Celebrity Family Feud. Like with like the Bachelor alumni, so Charity and Dalton were there, Zach and what's her face were there, and then Joey and Kelsey were there, and then Gary and Teresa were literally just there in the crowd supporting them, like together and holding hands and everything like that. It was so crazy. Like this is like all too quick.
Yeah. You know what's rich too is like the like it seemed like one of his main reasons for not choosing Leslie was like, oh, she's gotten divorced too many times. She doesn't know how to make a marriage last.
Yeah.
The hell?
Exactly.
The hell, Gary?
The hell. So also, I had to ask our listeners, like, okay, what are your guys' thoughts? And I have really two hot takes I really want to share. Let's see here. I'm gonna bring it up. And so, one take was simply that he should have picked Leslie. I'm like, I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
Poor Leslie.
What do you think Leslie's thinking right now?
Leslie, ugh, she's probably heartbroken all over again, but also like whatever. Like I dodged a bullet, probably.
Bro, what if she's the bachelorette and then he is on her season?
He like crashes the season halfway through and says, "Please take me back." That would be
Oh my
insane.
God. Could you
Ugh.
imagine?
That would be like a dream come true. However, I really don't think that's gonna happen,
That would be messy.
simply because. Yeah, that would be so messy. And also, old people are into messiness like that, unfortunately.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Second person said, maybe this made me LOL. So again, I was asking like, what are your thoughts? Like, why do you think this happened? Whatever, giving the tea. What do you guys think? And she says maybe he couldn't get access to her money.
Well, they did sign a prenup, right? Good
They
thing.
did, yeah, they did sign a prenup because she wanted to. So that was hilarious. Thank you, Andy, for that. Oh my God, that was hilarious. Oh my God.
He's like, I gave
But
it my all. I tried my best.
yeah, I mean, it's, I think it's very sad to be honest, because that is like kind of like you don't want to see grandma and grandpa get divorced.
Nah.
Divorced. But it is all very interesting, and it's literally exactly almost to the date of like the 3 month timeline as well. Again, it's just really weird because if they're just seen together, they're making all these they're making all of these what's it called when they show up to places together? Showings,
Yeah.
trips, whatever. They're going everywhere in public, like they're doing all these like announcements and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, at the 3 month mark, is there like a contract? Maybe they said like you have to be married for 3 months before you get a divorce or anything like that, because like this isn't just like an all of a sudden like the next day, okay, yeah, we're gonna get divorced. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
just weird. I think you're right. I'm going into what you're saying. I think that they made this up in Fantasy Suites to get rich, and then they're like, let's do this bet, and then they're just fine and they go for it because they're still like chilling. They're like not mad at each other. It seems like they still like are okay with each other. You know what I mean? They did like this interview together on Good Morning America and everything, holding hands. Like they're putting on a show. It's too
Yeah.
fishy.
Yeah, they're like too okay about it. Like they're not even like broken up about it, which makes me feel like they weren't that in love. I don't know. It's so weird.
I know.
One of the first things I thought about was Susan, because I was like, Susan officiated their wedding and she seems so genuinely happy for them. And I feel bad for her
I
because
know, over one.
she put her faith in their love, and then
What
here we are. We'll have to listen to
if we're,
Teresa will be
yeah.
the golden happy hour with the ladies.
Yeah, that's gonna be good. I did see, I screenshotted this, but basically Susan commented on somebody's original comment. This person asked like, why did they get separated so fast or whatever? And she just responded, Susan responded saying like, oh, it's because they couldn't like very like staying away from their kids or something like that. So sticking to the narrative so far, it seems like we'll see how it goes. I'm sure Bachelor Golden Happy Hour, they're gonna be probably under some type of like restriction probably as well.
Yeah, they won't be able to talk too much. Yeah, I mean, it's the same. I feel like even stronger, even more than the younger couples, they need to cast locally for Golden because.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's why I think they're saying Love is Blind, like take a take a leaf out of Love is Blind's book and honestly understand like, to cast from the same area is so important for relationships, which is true. Like, I mean, of course, and especially when you're older, can you imagine? Like I can't imagine like my grandparents like moving from their house to go
Yeah.
with somebody else in somebody else's house because they are so in love with their house. Like they love their house, they love their stuff. Also, they have so much shit. Like, how annoying would it be to
Yeah. Yeah, not even just family, but like those people just they've been in a long pl in the same place for a long time. Like it's like work to move and it's not easy for older. You get tired. Like when you're young, you're like, yeah, I can move my whole house, apartment, whatever. Like it's just not easy. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see Bachelor make that transition, to be honest. So I think they would kind of take it more seriously after this one because it's like, that's
Yeah,
good.
I feel like
Yeah,
it's also easier with older people because I guess like local the local thing with younger people, you're like the dating scene is only so big in like a certain area. Like, I don't really think that there are any downfalls, but I guess maybe like making sure that you don't have people that know people, whatever, it might seem a little trickier. But like, I feel like with older people, there's more single older people. I feel like, no, I don't know what this. I just feel like. You know, lots of people get divorced or whatever, and then they don't go out and socialize, and they're not really like in a dating pool because they're not on the apps and stuff. So I feel like you could pick 100 older people from the same area, and like they might have never met.
I agree. Yeah, agree. Well, anyways, we hope the best for them, and we also hope for more tea.
Yeah.
So Hopefully more tea is spilled on the situation to make it make sense. But we'll wrap that segment up with our dumpster diving. Do you have anything else for dumpster diving?
No, just that occupying my thoughts this week.
Yeah. Ooh, I do have one extra thought that came to my mind last night. So I realized, like, my mom specifically, and probably multiple other parents in general who have multiple kids that live in the same household and everything like that. So I still live with, I'm with my mom and then my brother and sister as well. But like what I'm getting to is I think my mom is kind of like the bachelor in a sense. And the reason why I say that is because like, how bachelor, they, all the girls always like trauma dump on him. And so they always go and of course they tell him their trauma stories, but they also like vent and talk about the household. And they also tattle on each other to the bachelor. So that's kind of like my siblings. Like if we have complaints about each other or we need to talk shit about each other to my mom, we'll do so. And she's basically like the bachelor hearing all this stuff, kind of being like exhausted by it, et cetera, et cetera. So I just had to put that out there.
Yeah, the bachelor's just like parenting all these people. Poor bachelor bachelorettes. It's not an easy job. Gotta be the mom of the house.
Exactly.
Or cook.
All right. Okay, so I think I know it's for us right now, it's a little bit early, but we can have an espresso martini. You got your espresso martini?
Ooh, absolutely. I'm ready. Let's get this
Right.
morning going.
Hell yeah. First things first, let's talk about our leads.
Yeah, let's do
We
it.
have Benedict, CJ, and this guy named Casey. I guess Casey was in season one and two, so these are all alumni.
This
Now,
guy.
what are your thoughts and feelings?
It's funny you said it like that because I just, for some reason, get this like, it's not Casey's fault. Somehow he's like the afterthought. And I feel like it's, to us, it makes sense because like we just watched the last season. So we know CJ and Benedict, but we don't know Casey. But in general, I feel like the tone around him is like he's like the other guy. I don't know if it's just me. That's the vibe I get. Yeah. So CJ, I mean, CJ, we, like I said, met last season. He's from Dallas, Texas, 24. He was an F boy, but he was supposedly reformed by Daniela. And then he says he's all in now. First of all, CJ and Benedict, I don't believe them. I feel like they asked them to come back and they were like, sure. I don't think that they're actually like, I think they're open to
Yes.
the relationship, but I think they want the money and to be on the show and like blah, blah, blah. For some reason, Casey, and I feel like potentially this is also just a vibe, a role he plays as like the good, the sweet guy. So like, I don't know how much to believe him either, but he's definitely giving more the vibe of like, I'm super serious. I want to get married. He's like the good guy kind of guy.
Yeah. I agree. I first of all, also Casey is 26, like at this time. He's 26. So imagine in season one and two, he was like a baby. Because last year was when the other season showed. So he was like 23, 24, 22. That's so crazy. He was F boy at first, I think.
Yeah, I was gonna say all of them have been F boys. So it's again hard, not that you can't, change, but that also I feel like is making me feel like I don't know.
I know, exactly.
And then
I
Benedict
agree.
says like I can't get my heart broken again and I and lose 50K.
Yes.
What the heck?
I know he was kind of funny. He definitely gave some interesting vibes. His faces were on point per usual. So at the beginning, we go ahead and we again, I don't buy it either. They're saying like, I want to look for the mother of my children. I want to look for love. I want to find for this. I'm like, no, you don't. Exactly. Like, it's just a little bit fake. You just want to be on TV. You want to get the money. Like, I totally get it. Like, whatever, right? Want to up that follower count. Nikki comes in and she's also introducing, again, using the verbiage of F girl. Welcome to F Girl Island. This is where we find out if they're F girls or nice girls. I'm like, okay, so something definitely happened post-production.
Something happened. Yeah, I feel like it would have been funnier if they like really obviously dubbed over, like if they're in love.
Like
Or
as she's saying
this.
F girls, yeah, exactly. As she's saying like F girl, like it's the voiceover, her voice, Lovers and Liars. That would have been hilarious.
Fun.
A good post-production note.
Yeah.
But anyways, they kind of give us like a sneak peek as well. And it does look like very great with drama. I'm here for it. So we start off with the boy chat, I think, right?
Yes. Yeah. This is kind of when we, well, Nikki comes in it and we get the little introduction of the boys. I don't know if you got to the part where she blows the conch for the girls to come in.
Oh, yeah.
And once the girls come in, she's kind of telling them they're so hot and youthful. And then she brings the boys in. It's like the same thing. I don't know if they do this every season, but the last season we saw where they did like the red flag, green flag, introductions kind of thing. As soon as she brings the boys in, the girls are like, they recognize them all immediately. And someone is literally like, are they all repeats?
That was so funny. That's also so fucking embarrassing at the same time, but like, it's so funny. It's like the biggest diss, honestly.
Yeah, they're like,
where's the fresh meat?
Yeah. We've seen There's all no these guys.
Great.
So I don't know. It seems like some of them maybe are happy about this. Like they've seen some of the guys and they're into them. But for the most part, yeah, I feel like the vibe is like, ugh, they're just reusing them.
I know. Maybe they're also concerned because, like, oh no, like, maybe because it's the first interaction, right? So maybe they're also concerned, like, oh, they'll know the game. So, like, they'll totally, like, you know, spot us out a little bit easier. But, like, the guys didn't know shit. Like, they were literally, I don't know what their strategy was for this.
Yeah.
At all. And
also, like, if you were a nice girl and you were genuinely looking for a relationship, like, I'd rather a brand new person who you might actually believe is looking for a relationship versus three guys that have been on the show twice before and like were all boys. Like I feel like if you're looking for a relationship, it would make me insecure that like, oh, they're not even. So yeah,
I agree. Okay, so first of all, like I was mentioning, I feel like the guys are dumb. Like they have no strategy. They're like just throwing up flags like to all obviously like F girl vibes and stuff like that too. But like also, if I were an F girl, I would still try to be a nice girl. Like, the point is to get all green flags. And some of these girls are, like, you know, showing, like, shaking their booties and making, like, dirty jokes and stuff like that. But, like, and then they get, obviously, like, red flags or whatever. Sometimes, obviously, red flags. Sometimes these girls get green flags, actually. I'm like, yes.
It seems to be more based on the color of their clothing than anything else. Like, it's like green dress, green flag. Oh, she's wearing a red dress. That's red. Red flag.
Actually, no, with CJ, he was like, oh, I like red, so I'll go ahead and put a green flag up.
Opposite, yeah.
Opposite. But yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be the most obvious, like, if you're F girl, nice girl, whatever, your strategy, you want to be a little bit more good girl setting, right? Like, as an intro.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if, like, some of them, they just think it's, like, it's flirty, but it's not, it wouldn't be red flags or, but, I mean, there were some girls that tried to come off nice, and I feel like they read that as, like, oh, you're scheming too much, so.
I don't know.
Or maybe they think, like, I mean, the green flag means they get to hang out more, so maybe they're also, like, well, if I'm just sexy and make a good impression, like, they'll want to hang out, and then they'll give me the
green flag. True. Yeah. So, I think about, like, six girls made like all green flags. It was like quite a few.
Yeah.
And so they got the extra time. But anyways, we go into like the boy chat, girl chat. And let's see here. The boys are basically saying like they're not sure how to outsmart their girls, and the F girls are almost as smart as F boys, like whatever. Girls are also chatting, they're voting on who they like and who's kissing who, et cetera, et cetera. And I feel like go ahead.
They don't, they do, like, they're like, oh, what do you guys think of Benedict? And they're like, 10, 10. And then they're like, CJ. And they're like, 9.5. Some of the girls really love CJ. And then they just, like, don't say Casey. Are his numbers bad? Like, what happened there?
I know. They're like, who's that?
Yeah. Poor guy. Also, Jen Danielle, so she's already, like, identified herself as an F girl. It's already talking to her ITM. She's, like, basically the female Mercedes. About how the guys are idiots and stuff. But then, like,
no, even the female, Jared.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Even with the girls, she's like, she's like talking about the boys, and she's like, I don't think they're that smart. Like, do you not understand? You can't play playing that strategy with the other girls. You have to
They're
blend.
entitled.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh
That
my
kind
gosh. Yeah, it was really funny watching the girls chat. And even like, I think, was it, who's the girl again with like the short, Celeste?
Oh, Camille?
Camille. Yeah, with like the slicked back, short hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was like getting already like weirdly, I don't know, just like snarky, extra snarky, I guess, like saying like, oh, I don't want anybody like kissing my man or whatever. And then one of the girls was like, it doesn't matter, girl. We're all gonna be kissing the same man. It doesn't matter. Like,
Yeah.
just calm down.
Some of them are definitely like they're a little spicy. You're like, oh, that's gonna clash. Her and I think Mishi is a girl with red hair.
Yes, the red short hair. Yeah, they're gonna hate each other.
I feel like
They're
they're
gonna be like the new Vince and Marcos.
yeah, maybe Camille is a nice girl. We already know that Mishi's not, she's an F girl.
I know that was actually pretty shocking to me.
I know. So yeah, her and Casey were talking and I was like, oh my God, they're perfect together. She totally had me fooled. I thought they were such a cute couple.
I know. I'm like doing RIP. And
She
he was
was
like
great.
saying, this is like skipping forward a little bit, but he was like saying like, oh, like, you know, she's so perfect and da da da, and she's totally nice girl and my nice girl F girl like radar is like on point. And like meanwhile she's like, yeah, I'm an F girl.
Yeah, she's basically like, I've got it wrapped around my finger. I mean, she does. She knows what she's doing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Let's see here. There, the girls who want green flags to come in first. The boys are like so nervous, like, you know, they're singing, they're like rubbing their hands, all that shit. F
Yeah.
boy stuff.
That boy behavior.
India pulls CJ first. She is stunning. She
Yeah.
looks beautiful. She's like the most beautiful person in the whole world. I think she's a nice girl.
Yeah, if she's not a nice girl, she's really good at it. She does come off like super sweet. And yeah, CJ seems pretty into her. He's like, she's a goddess. She is. I think
Yeah,
the
she really
second
is.
time he said that too. Like, but yeah, he's telling her his so I thought this was interesting, like the guys really seem to be like trying to impress the girls, which it I feel like it was the same dynamic on the other show, but it was made more sense because the guys, like the girls were the leads. But yeah, like CJ's telling her his whole story about being reformed and now he's matured and everything like that. So
He's
I
like, I'm
think,
so proud of myself.
yeah, you think you're
He's
mature.
like,
He's like
yeah.
24. I'm so proud of
Like,
myself. I fell for a girl.
I'm so proud of myself. I really told my whole story and like how I got reformed. Like, not that big of a deal, but sure.
Yeah. Benedict came off so much more confident on his seasons. For some reason, he seems like really like thrown, or like he's just coming off like way more awkward in this, I feel like.
Yes.
He starts talking
It's
to the,
hilarious.
yeah, he starts talking to this girl about how he's the child of divorce and he has daddy issues, and he's just like dumping on her all this information. I'm like, why is he being so awkward? What
And she's
happened?
like, okay.
Yeah. She's like, me too.
High five.
Yeah.
But yeah, even in his ITM, he's like, yeah, you know that person who like tells your their life story too quickly, too soon, like in the first 5 minutes of like knowing them, that's me.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, yes, that's very accurate.
That like doesn't track at all, because his whole thing last season was like Katie had to pull things out of him. He wouldn't like look
Yeah.
deep enough, and like at the very end we got like, oh, his parents were divorced. Now he's saying that he is like so open, he's an open book.
He should be proud just like CJ.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's his arc. Like in the past couple months he's become that person. It was like now it's he someone's opened the gates and now it's just flowing out of him.
I wonder how close recording was for each of them. I
Yeah.
feel like maybe like a month difference or something like that.
I feel like pretty close, yeah.
Yeah. And then they probably just didn't, because we were wondering when it was going to come out, because I felt like it kind of was like taking forever for it to come out, but that was probably them figuring out if it was going to be called F Girl Island or not.
Yeah, a month later they filmed for a month, and then for 3 months they fought about the name.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we already chatted a little bit about Casey and how he chatted with Michi a little bit. Again, surprise. Like actually surprise. And then the one quote I forgot to say, he's like, he was the one saying like, it's like I have ESPN or something. It's like coming out of Mean Girls. He's still up for Mean Girls.
Yeah, Mean Girls quote. That's great. Also, he compliments Mishi's teeth and then he compliments the next girl's teeth. And I was like, big year for teeth in reality TV because Chelsea's teeth. Jimmy was complimenting Chelsea's teeth in Love is
Oh
Blind.
my
I'm like,
gosh.
what's going on with the teeth, people?
Okay, and also she was, the other girl was like, do I have F girl teeth? I'm like, what the fuck is that? And even him was like, what is F girl teeth? And she's like, I'm like, what
Like, you brought up teeth, dude. I don't know where to go with this.
the
Yep. We get some time with Jen Danielle, who is targeting Benny at this point because she's basically identified that he is into her. Oh my gosh, she is like playing him. She's like, "Oh, you're a comedian. That explains why you're so funny." And she's like,
Meanwhile, she's shit talking.
"Yeah, I'm just gonna gas him up." And then she's like, funny ones are easy because they look goofy and they use it to overcompensate, which I don't feel like is a fair evaluation of Benedict, but it is funny that she's trying to like, she's totally like, I'm just gonna like play into his ego and pretend that he's funny and he'll like me. Oh.
Yeah, it was like, okay. I mean, she definitely knows how to work him. She's a beautiful girl, don't get me wrong, but like, ooh, yeah, she's definitely going to be very interesting to watch. And we'll see how her strategy goes. Like, if she'll act like genuine with the other girls or not, too, because, like, that's going to be her only downfall. But I mean, also, okay, so I feel like last season, a lot of people tried to tattle on Jared at the beginning for sure. But the girls didn't care, or Daniela didn't care, and she, like, kept him. And so, like, I wonder if she kind of slips up if the girls would tattle and will the boys take it more seriously or not? So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I do feel like the boys would take it more seriously because I feel like they're more, I feel like I kind of talked about this. Like, I feel like they're more, their egos are more flat, fragile. I feel like the girls were like, well, I don't care if he came in as an F boy. Like, I feel like I could change him. They wouldn't be like offended by it. Whereas I feel like the guys are really careful about, like, I don't want to look like an idiot.
And they want to win money too because they haven't ch had a chance to actually win money like at all.
Yeah, they've all
They're
lost.
hungry. They
They're like, I'm
need to
getting
get
the money out
paid.
of this. Exactly. Yeah, so I feel like they'll be a little more ruthless. But yeah, I feel like she is not being careful enough. I feel like what saved Jared is as soon as people started tattling on him, he was like, oh shit, I need to like blend in, like calm down. And he played that the rest of the time with the guys. So I don't know if she'll do the same. But yeah, otherwise, I think she'll probably kind of burn out too quickly.
Yeah. I feel like in this episode we know a lot more about the girls a lot faster. Like I kind of wish that they kind of let Michi be an unknown F girl or nice girl for a little while longer because I think that would have been even more juicier, more of like a ooh and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree because I was like so sold on them. Even it was like 2 minutes or something, we got to watch them. I would have been even more shocked if they let it go on a little longer.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
But we also see girl chat a little bit and how Camille, she had like her time with KCAS and she was like telling the girls like, oh yeah, like I don't really like him actually, you know. And like it's kind of backfiring because the girls are catching on. They're like, okay, so she could be lying, guys, just saying. And they're like laughing or whatever. And she's like, she's not very good at hiding her face, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I was like, is she trying to lie or not? Because if she is trying, she's doing a really bad job. But then it seemed like she kind of like gave up on the act like halfway through. And it was just a lose-lose because, yeah, now everyone is like, well, she's not trustworthy. And also, why is she lying?
Yeah, and Michi was like then talking about how her connection was like so good and da da da. And you can totally see Camille like sad or not sad, but like annoyed. She was like, you know, kind of like has this like stank face on her face, like being like, you know, don't touch my man kind of vibes. I'm like, girl, you just said you didn't like him, so what's the deal?
Yeah, what do you expect? Now people are going to come to you and tell you. If they did believe you, they would feel comfortable talking about it with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, who was the girl that like fell and ate shit?
It's Danny, but real quick before that, the yoga instructor Lexi and Casey have a chat, and we get, I think this is the first kiss, at least that they show. She's like, oh, he's just so distracting. He's so hot. And so they have to make out and they have a very open mouth kiss. I was like, what the fuck?
I know. He went in with an open mouth. I'm like, okay.
Was like Death
That's
Eater
F
style.
boy.
I was trying to steal her soul.
Mentor.
Yeah. I was like, oh no, that's this is gonna be a long season with him. I don't do open mouth, super open mouth style. It's too much. But yeah, and then Danny is the one who basically is like, I need to find an opening with CJ. She says that love men love a damsel in distress, and so she goes and project. This is a good trip.
No, she did not. This is a not an on purpose trip. This is
No.
100% like it accidentally happened. She ate shit. Like she fell on her face.
Oh, you think she's lying about pretending to trip?
Yes, 100%. There's no way. She's trying to play it off in the ITMs. Like, oh yeah, like I totally tripped on purpose. No, you didn't, bitch. I totally. Did you fall for it, Rachel? Do you really think she fell on purpose? There's no way she ate shit like that. That's so fucking. She spilled her drink on her face.
This is so many levels. No, I fell for it, but that's so funny. You're like, she's lying about tripping. I thought, no, I was just like, wow, she really went for it. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. I like
I'll
that
we'll have to
theory.
like play in slow motion because she literally, A, her ankle like broke. Because of her heel, I think. And then, so she like fell, and she also didn't like fall forward. She like fell to the side. It almost looked like she almost like hit her damn head on the floor. And her drink was flying and splashes her all on the side of her head, too. Like, obviously, like if we were to fall, like we don't want to like ruin our hair or anything either, but
Yeah. He wasn't even like
was
looking,
funny.
so she didn't have to go that hard because she could have just kind of fell and been on the floor when he turned around. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I was like, damn, she committed to the bit.
No, definitely
That's hilarious.
not.
Yeah, so basically whether she not she tried it, it works. She does get a kiss from him, and then in the ITM she said she feels like a genius, so she's a yeah. And then basically after that we have the elimination. Before that we do get a little more footage of Casey. He's just like squinting his eyes, like he's so confused, like he's focusing so hard to find out like what is going on with these girls. I like this for him that he's just like the confused guy.
Yeah, honestly, poor Casey. Like, good, the best of luck to him, but I think he's gonna fail.
Yeah, so far the guys are pretty successful. So we go to elimination. We get Benedict nominates Jasmine and Kiara. Kiara because she never made a move. He's kind of mean to her, to be honest. He's like, if you're not gonna talk to me or the guys, like, what are you here for? It's giving F girl. It's like, okay. Just offended that, like, I mean, it's not really their fault that they didn't get time.
Right.
And then Jasmine, he says they did talk, but they were just missing a spark. And she says that she was nervous. CJ eliminates Brianna and Alyssa because she didn't talk to them. Brianna because she didn't speak to CJ, although it sounds like she did talk to the other two guys. And then Casey nominates Jaina and Michelle Yu. Michelle, he says that she was too nice and it was suspicious. And she says, I'm just that nice. And then Jaina also, he says she was overconfident. So Casey doesn't know if they're nice or confident, I guess.
I guess.
From Benedict's girl, Jasmine ends up getting eliminated. And he says they were missing a spark. She goes off in her speech. She's like, yeah, you are right. There's no spark at all. Your personality is so much duller than I could have imagined. And you three don't have anything on the three boyfriends that I have at home. And the girls are all like, oh, shit. So one F girl down. Good job, Benedict. And then we have of CJ's girls, Brianna is eliminated. which is the one who talked to Casey and Benedict, but not him. She says she was an F girl. Then she says, "I liked the guy in the pink shirt and Casey, but not you, CJ." She refers to Benedict as the guy in the pink shirt. And then, like, Nikki has to be like, "Do you know his name?" And she's like, "B something." Which
That's
is
so
crazy.
funny. What a burn.
I mean, they did just meet, but there's only three of them. I don't know.
And also, like, I'm pretty sure she knew his name.
Yeah, probably. She says that CJ would never make her roster at home. Ouch. And then of Casey's girls, he eliminates Michelle, and she was a nice girl, and
I
she.
know. She honestly, I'm not surprised about that. She actually seemed really sweet. She was the one that gave them the lace. That's a bummer. I really did think she was a nice girl, too. She seemed very genuine.
Yeah, and like her, and when she was defending herself, she's like, "I really am just that nice. I hope you give me a chance." And then even in her speech, she's like, "Well, I wish you luck."
Like, see ya, whatever.
She was a sweetie. Oh well.
Yeah.
So Casey's the only one who has eliminated a nice girl so far.
See, his radar is so bad.
He's too confident. He doesn't know. He's maybe because he's young. Well, CJ's younger, actually.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so that is it for our first episode. We do get a little promo. It looks like an interesting season. I wrote down from the promo, there's Camille at one point go, she's like, "You're judging me by the way that I behave." It's like, what else would you be judged for? Yes.
Yes.
We see some mental breakouts and people walking off set and things like that. So it looks like it should be dramatic and fun. And so far, I'm liking everything. I'm liking the girls. The guys are doing well. I mean, interesting. It's funny to watch them.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good season. I've always enjoyed F Boy. Like, it's like refreshing, and it's like more so like, you know, when nobody's being blamed for, I mean, I guess they're being blamed for, of course, like if you're here for the right reasons or whatever, but it's also like okay to like, you know, be spicy and stuff like that. So it's gonna be exciting to see the other version as well. I'm excited.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of a mix. It's not really so much like a love reality show like a Bachelor Love is Blind. It's a little almost a little more like a Big Brother, like Jersey Shore, like house type show. Like, and then
Yeah.
because of that, I feel like you get to see like more fun, like fights and personalities and things like that. Whereas like that stuff is kind of more looked down on in like the real dating type shows. It's just like more casual, which is nice.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I don't mind how short the episodes are. Like, it's not that bad, and I feel like we get enough of it, and it's like still satisfying too.
It's perfect.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Awesome.
But it
I'm
was,
excited.
yeah, excited for the season.
And so our next episode will be on the circle.
Yes.
Also super excited about. And then we will be back after that for more Lovers and Liars.
Oh, yeah, and keep an eye out for our promos that are going to be coming out.
Yes, as
Yeah,
always, professionally edited.
the
Promos on Instagram.
AI.
Yeah, let us know what you think of the girls and who you think is a lover or a liar or F girl. We'd love to hear your predictions.
Yes, definitely. Thanks, guys, for coming and tuning in. We love you.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Okay, bye.
Bye.